One of the great things about coming by and seeing my friend Mark Snethkamp is I see other friends that I don't get to see very often anymore. I used to see him a lot more often. I'll explain that in a moment. But the smiling face of Derek Hewlett. And if you've ever shopped here at Snethkamp, you know him because he is the operations manager, the IT guy, and the guy who really takes care of the customers. And I like to think of you, Derek, as concierge service.
You could say that, Paul.
And it's a compliment. I mean it as a compliment. And I know this from my own experience in getting two Jeeps here for Sophie. And you were so helpful in making the transition, making the delivery, explaining everything she needed to know. She always wanted a Jeep, so Dad can't help himself. She got a Jeep, and then we did that lease for a couple of years, and we did another one for another 3 years. And you were always so very helpful, and I know you do that for all the clients and customers here.
We do our very best to make sure that every one of our customers gets treated just as well as you and Sophie.
Well, we appreciate that very much. You know, they used to put in these owner's manuals in cars. I don't think they do that very much anymore. Maybe you do. I don't know. But we used to get that owner's manual, and I used to look at it. And then they put it all online, and I stopped looking at it and all of that. What's the biggest question from some of your customers when they get their car home? What is it that they might have trouble with?
It's all of the new electronics in the vehicle that we have today. Everything is centered around that 12-inch screen that's sitting right in front of you.
Yeah.
And it controls everything in the car. We're long past the days of power windows and locks and maybe power seats. We're now doing active lane departure and many other very sophisticated options that are on the vehicles today.
That people actually want but don't always know how they work.
Or know that they want them.
Oh, they may not even. You know, that's funny you say that because I remember having some kind of lane thing so that, and I didn't even know it was on. If I started to change lanes, my wheel would like go boom, 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 boom. And I go, what the heck is going on here?
Right, and that's exactly one of the technologies that some people have issues with. They may not realize that simply by turning on their turn signal, it'll stop the steering
whoop, whoop,
wheel.
Whoop, whoop, yep. Which you should be putting. You know, I usually use my turn signal. I hate it when people don't. But if I'm out in the middle of nowhere, I don't always put it on. Although maybe I do now after that bad experience with the whoop, 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 whoop. Anyway, is there something that people are missing on that they used to have and they just aren't put on anymore?
I really can't think of anything. We're adding so much in new features and new technology every year. We're really adding to the pyramid. And every time that, you know, I'm a tech guy at heart, and every time I think that we've added the last piece, it seems like that it's just one more layer, and we keep improving, and we're improving rapidly.
Oh yeah, the improvements are incredible. I have to tell you, I have one car that's 14 years old, one that's 15 years old, and I love them. Why do you love them, Paul? Because they've been paid off for a while. I love that, obviously. But you can't help but miss the new technology when you get in there. You know, on a new car, your phone hooks up automatically. Everything's just so much easier. That new technology really makes a difference.
It does, and our customers are happier now than they ever have with their new product.
But when it first started coming out, and it was software and software updates, and all, there was a lot of trouble initially.
Yeah,
exactly. We kind of have gotten through that, haven't we?
Yeah. Everything is, like I said, it's very dynamic, and our salespeople and our service people here are ready to help people move into that next step.
Well, I'm just glad we had a chance to talk because unless you've shopped here, you wouldn't know Derek Hewlett. You wouldn't even know the idea of an operations manager, let alone the IT guy, or a guy who has helped so many of us who've purchased vehicles or leased vehicles from Snethkamp, what concierge service is all about. You just make, you know, if some people sell or lease a car and you're out the door and that's it, you follow up, you call, you say, how's it going? Anything you need? Do you need me to fix something or do something? makes a difference.
It makes a difference, and that's a great way that we get our referral business. Staying in touch with our customers is very important. Reaching out to our customers when they're not buying a car is one of the hallmarks of what we do here.
I remember that when I was in sales as well. Sometimes calling a client and just seeing how they're doing and not trying to sell them anything at that moment, they remember that and they appreciate it.
100%.
Derek Hewlett, great to see you here at work after seeing you at my house and here before. Just nice to know that I was able to introduce you to a bunch of other people just now.
Well, thank you very much, Paul.
We continue. America 250, Michigan made. Like in the Snethkamp family, Michigan made. Five generations, Snethkamp, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and relentless positive radio on WJR.